Hi, I'm Den Domarski of Channel 9 Coding for Fun, and today we're showing you our next project called Mission Control. What it is, it's a framework that allows you to easily interact with any remote devices that can be connected to your computer, be it infrared, Bluetooth, NFC, or anything imaginable. For testing purposes, we're going to go with infrared. And what I have here is a Fidgets IR dual mode. It's a hybrid sensor that allows me to both capture commands from a remote control, a regular remote control just like this, nothing special here, and allows me to also send those commands out once those are learned. And I have the server running on the target machine, as you can see right there, the console application. It has a TCP socket listener that accepts incoming connections from any device that knows what commands to send to it for it to be able to interpret them. And I have a Windows Phone application running here that can connect to any server worldwide that abides a specific protocol that we develop. So if I'm clicking on a home here, a connection is being attempted to the target server, and then I get a list of sets. What is a set? A set is a representation of a grouped collection of commands that can be associated with a room, a specific location like an entire house, or a device like a TV, a DVD player, or anything else. What I have here is DVD player, miscellaneous controls, and TV digits. If I open TV digits, I can manipulate my TV that's connected behind the computer by simply switching channels. Nothing interesting here. So instead I'm going to go to the miscellaneous controls. And in miscellaneous controls I'm going to tap on off, which will allow me to turn the TV on and off. And you can see that the Fidgets IR sensor is directed at the TV. So the infrared signal is going to be sent right there. So I'm tapping on off. The server receives the command, it has to interpret it and send it through the IR sensor. And you can see that the TV is now off. Now, if I click this again, once again, the server is going to process the command and send it to the connected controller, to the IR dual mode sensor. And the TV is turning back on. So it's really easy to control any device through a very fixed set of commands. And those commands are actually extendable. So if you need to add more API endpoints, that is possible with very little code modifications. You don't even have to touch the network infrastructure. So I'm going to back off here, and let's say we're going to go to DVD player. And let's say that I want to learn a command here, an additional command. So what I need to do is prepare my controller, the capture control. I'm going to point it directly right here, away from the TV, so it's easier to learn. I'm going to grab my remote control, and what I'm going to do here is, in the application, I'm going to tap on the plus. Now I need to specify a name for this command. So let's say some test. Something really easy. I'm going to tap on OK. And at this point, the server is in learning mode, so all I need to do is point the remote control at the controller, and the command will be learned as I press the button for that specific command. Now I can refresh this list, and you can see the test command is now stored on the server. And it can be accessed from anywhere in the world, from any device that has the address of the specific server, given that the server is accessible network-wide.